The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true prophetic message for our old sick society and the Laodicean and lukewarm Church of Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, this message is directly from the greatest source book ever made available to man, and that is your Holy Bible, along with revelations from the Holy Ghost. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear this true message right out of your Holy Bible sent by Holy Ghost anointing. Today we begin a message entitled, A Fool's Paradise. And ladies and gentlemen, I think you can agree, after today's message, that we are living in a fool's paradise. And I want to begin with a scripture found, or several scriptures found, in the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter. The 9th verse says, fools make a mock at sin. Fools make a mock at sin. And ladies and gentlemen, the hallmark of our sick society, this present generation, is that they make a mock of sin. Sin is mocked everywhere. All right, in verse 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. All right, that's two of God's definitions of sin. Fools make a mock of sin. Fools will not straighten up his life, repent, fear God, and turn from his wickedness, but he'll rage and be confident and in his own sinful life and his abominable ways. All right? In Proverbs 14, continuing in the 34th verse, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And our nation is a reproach before God because sin has become excessive in this great republic that we now live in, that has developed into a fool's paradise. And ladies and gentlemen, the hallmarks, as I've said, of a fool's paradise is readily seen. When there's liberty to get out here and license to sin and live lewdly without even violating the law, we know we're living in a fool's paradise. And this libertine freedom that we see all around us always degenerates into excessive wickedness, which is remedied only by God's severe divine judgments. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah and the old world of Noah they were put into the Word of God as our examples. Historically, we've proven it's true, even by the excavations of archaeologists as well as secular history. And there's been many probings into the depth of the earth and into many places of the earth that have been buried by the times, the winds and sands of time. They've dug and found these old civilizations and the records of those civilizations that perished according to the Bible by divine judgment. Sodom and Gomorrah was one of those localities that were destroyed by divine judgment, a sick society. And the Bible characterizes that society in these words in Genesis 13:13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Ladies and gentlemen, people have always been sinners, and before we're converted or born again and we've repented and turned to Christ, we have all been born in sin. We've committed sin, and Jesus came to redeem us from our sins. And before we're saved, we're all sinners. We were all born sinners. But sin is not the problem. It's excessive sin that brings God's divine judgments. There's another scripture in the Bible I want to call your attention to prove that we are a fool's paradise. It's found in 2 Peter, the second chapter, verses 4 through 6. And it says, God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in a flood upon the world of the ungodly. Praise God. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we got to recognize the fact that these things were put in the Bible for our examples to remind us that God has not spared great empires and civilizations and nations that have become excessively sinful and abominable and perverted in their appetites, that God did not create them in. God created us with good appetites, and they've been perverted. And God has destroyed great empires and civilizations because of the same abominations that are being committed in America in a magnitude that's almost unspeakable. And carrying on this warning, in the sixth verse of 2 Peter 2, God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow. And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, making them an ensample or example unto those that after should live ungodly. There's a warning to America. And the Bible says in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And ladies and gentlemen, we cannot forget that history corroborates fully the scriptures of the Word of God. Many times we want to shrug it off and say, oh, that's just the old Bible and we don't believe it. And that old humanistic belief has perverted our whole nation. We're living in a nation that's become humanistic, and humanistic is ungodly. And the Bible tells us in the 12th chapter, the book of Jeremiah, here as he was predicting the divine judgment upon the great nation of Israel in their declining days because of their rebellion against God, because of the humanism that had come in and brought about a depravity that God could no longer tolerate among the people of God that were once faithful and obedient. In the 17th verse of Jeremiah 17, God said, if you'll not obey me, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, including you. It doesn't mean just Israel. The Bible says, when a nation gets so rebellious and they will not hearken to God's voice any longer, that he'll utterly destroy and pluck up that nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're standing right on the very precipice of divine destruction because of the abominations that are being committed in this great republic that was founded by our forefathers under the great motto, In God We Trust. In our generation, we have seen godless communism come in and do what godless humanism do through libertines, what godless communism has not been able to do. Russia has not been able to invade us. Communists have not been able to overthrow our government and replace it with a Marxist government here in America. But what is happening? Humanism, godless humanism, has crept in upon us, and it is defiling, degrading, and absolutely destroying every semblance of the patriotism that we once enjoyed, destroying faith in God's word, destroying belief in God as being the creator of this world, and bringing us about a set of mores and values and morals that are destroying this republic. Our young people are being destroyed by the humanistic teaching in our educational system. And ladies and gentlemen, communism, socialism, humanism, fascism, or none of these types of things that are anti-God can control a nation or a people until they control the educational system and the judicial system of that nation. And to our amazement, here in the last 20 years, we have seen the bureaucratic institution of this nation, our educational system, and the judicial systems of America have been taken over by these ungodly teachers and lawyers and judges that are humanist. And, well, we listen to that word and say, well, what in the world is humanism? I want to give you just a little bit on that today. Tomorrow we will continue on this terrible subject of humanism. Humanists deny the deity of God. They deny the inspiration of the Holy Bible and the divinity of Jesus Christ. They deny the existence of the soul of man, life after death, salvation through Christ, they deny heaven, damnation, and hell. Humanists deny the biblical account of creation by God. They believe, humanists believe, there are no absolutes, no rights or wrongs, no moral values, but all of them are self-determined and situational. Do your own thing, they say, as long as it does not hurt anyone else. Humanists believe in the removal of distinctive roles of males and females. Humanists believe in sexual freedom between any consenting adults, regardless, or consenting individuals, regardless of their age, including premarital sex, homosexuality, and incest. And these things are things that have destroyed great nations such as Israel and Egypt and Babylon and Persia and Rome and other great empires have fallen victim to the judgments of God because of this perverting of even the natural instincts and the desires and the inward feelings of men and women to seek after God and believe in the Lord as their creator and Jesus as their savior. And you know, these humanists, they believe in the right to abortion, and this has become a bloody land because of this teaching these humanists have brought in. And even the judicial system has gone along with these humanists and been filled. These judges today, most judges are humanists and most prosecutors are humanists, and they absolutely they just demand the rights of these people, but the Christians and the God-fearing people are put to contempt and scorn in the courts of our land today. They believe in abortion. They believe in mercy killing or euthanasia. They believe in suicide. They are against American patriotism, free enterprise. They're for disarmament and the creation of a world government, and that government to be socialistic. Humanists believe in the control of the environment and control and limitation of all the energy. They believe in the equal distribution of America's wealth in order to reduce poverty and bring about an equality that would bring us all into abject slavery to the system that humanism would create, which is socialist, and it would bring us into a bondage equal to Soviet Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, our children and the young people are being destroyed in our educational system, and the days come when it's impossible almost to get a square deal as an American citizen made under the Constitution of the United States and created in the image of God and the belief that God is our founder and creator. That has almost been totally destroyed. I'm going to cry out against these things, and I hope you'll be listening tomorrow as we continue on America, Fool's Paradise, and especially the subject of humanism. Shall we pray? Father, receive our thanks for the freedom that you've given us, Lord, to cry out against this godless humanism and every form of bondage, Lord, called socialism or communism or fascism or whatever it is, Lord, that brings men into bondage. We cry out against it. And I pray that you'll open hearts, dear God, to believe the truth, that they'll not be enslaved by these things that the humanists are creating for us to bring us into abject bondage. God, deliver us from these things through the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in his name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. We have these messages on video cassette, on audio cassette, and for your support of this ministry, we'll mail you these messages and even our Sunday morning services in the Calvary Chapel Church in Jacksonville with these teachings and messages on them on video or audio. We also have an album on cassette of 19 beautiful old-fashioned Holy Ghost anointed songs by one of the trios in the Bible School of Prophecy. These are things that we offer you to bring you back to the old-fashioned landmarks and guideposts and beacons that our Father set by the Word of God and have been destroyed by these humanists. We hope that you'll write us and stand with us with your faithful support. To Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. May God grip your heart in this message with its power and persuasion. Until tomorrow's broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.